Good morning on this Monday morning. It's time for The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And once a month, we welcome in Visit Colorado Springs Executive Director Doug Price, who talks about, and I should say CEO and President, yeah, even better titles, Doug Price, who talks about what makes this area, this region, so attractive for tourism and visitors, both from far away and from just the surrounding areas. But also, today, we're so pleased to have with us Jonathan Toman, who's Program Manager for the Cultural Promotion and Tourism Office of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. So first of all, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Shannon. Happy to be on with you and Doug.
Yeah, you know, we talk to you every Friday during KRDO's Morning News at 8:35, but it's nice to talk to you and chat with you here. And Doug Price, thank you again for always bringing us these important topics every month. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shannon. It's nice to be on. Nice to have Jonathan be able to talk for more than 5 minutes.
Well, we know. He packs a lot into a short amount of time, and so this time getting to flesh it all out is really good. Let's talk about how the arts and cultural attractiveness of this region are a vital component of bringing visitors to the area.
Well, thanks, Shannon. That's certainly going to be our theme today, and we know, those of us that are fortunate enough to live here, know what we are kind of known for from a visitation standpoint is, you know, all of our outdoor adventures and our attractions that we're so fortunate to have. But we also want people to be thinking about the fact that the cultural experiences here really are a part of the quality of life, like the fabric of our community. And what our residents may not, you know, make that leap to think about is that how many of our visitors, while they're here, also take advantage of the vibrancy of our arts and culture community. We have a company, a research company called Longwoods, and they give us data on visitation, and we don't have all the 2022 numbers yet. We'll get those in about another month or so. But for an industry that was just hit so hard by the pandemic, we know that 49% of overnight visitors in 2021 took part in some cultural activity during their trip. And in the U.S., the norm for that is only about 29%. So we're running 20 points higher here in Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region for people who took advantage of cultural arts.
Yeah, it certainly speaks to the offerings that the Pikes Peak region has on tap. And certainly every week, we do get a taste of that from Jonathan Toman, Program Manager, Cultural Promotional and Tourism for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, also known as COPPER. And Jonathan, that's a new title for you, and reflecting your fine work that you do on behalf of COPPER.
Well, thank you, Shannon. Yes, it is a new title. Doug's 100% correct on all fronts. Arts and culture, you know, help people expand their trips, right? If you have an evening arts event, you're more likely to stay overnight, and that leads to more tourism spending and overnight visitors to the region. And, you know, my job title shift, as you mentioned, is part of a broader shift within the cultural office to focus on the calls to action that are in Arts Vision 2030, which is the 10-year cultural plan for the Pikes Peak region, and really just expands on the work that I was already doing with Peak Radar and the Visit COS team, but really hones in on cultural tourism and the economic role that plays. You know, Doug mentioned a few statistics, but we also, on our end, do the Arts and Economic Prosperity Study every 5 years. And the nonprofit creative sector here in the region has $150 million economic impact and supports over 5,000 jobs, including mine, which I'm very glad for. But, you know, the arts and culture history of the region is deep, whether it's Catherine Lee Bates and American the Beautiful off of Pikes Peak, whether it's Van Briggle Pottery, the Broadmoor Art Academy, which became the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. People and artists have been coming here and been inspired by the region since the jump, and there's now over 400 arts and cultural groups in the area. So it's really just continued on the history of the region for sure.
And this can play a part in either being the mainstay of an itinerary for a visitor, or just fleshing it out. I mean, say someone wants to go to the top of Pikes Peak, but there's all sorts of things you can take in on that drive.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the word itinerary. That's work that Visit COS does and that we've been doing with our Creative Stays program in partnership with Springs Media. It's coscreativestays.com, where a diverse group of local creatives, there'll be 13 in total, I think we've got 10 of them up right now, have essentially published their own sort of locals guide to the Pikes Peak region for a weekend itinerary. And it includes some of the outdoor mainstays like Garden of the Gods and the Cog Railway and those sorts of things. But also it gives you a peek in to the cultural offerings of the region as well. And it's just a great place to brainstorm and fill in gaps in your tour, perhaps, or to, make the centerpieces, some of the arts and culture experiences that are available here. So, yeah, itineraries is a great way to think of it, especially as we're coming into summer here, Shannon.
Yeah, and when you are experiencing these art opportunities or performance opportunities, I mean, you're really doing something that is really important to our local economy, right?
Every time you have family or friends here and you take them out to do something or do something artistic or buy local art, participate in a local cultural experience, you're supporting small business owners, you're supporting creators, you're supporting entrepreneurs. And that's really the way to think about it, right? Is you're supporting local folks doing that work. And it helps, add to the experience when you're welcoming guests here or if you're exploring the Pikes Peak region as a local tourist, if you will.
Got it. Well, we have much more to come with Jonathan Toman, Program Manager for Cultural Promotion and Tourism at the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, and Doug Price, President and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs. And we would like to guide you to peakradar.com, which is a great source of information. Also, visit cos.com/events. There you can find plenty of events to browse. We have much more with Doug and Jonathan coming up. We need to take a short break. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra, connecting you to the Colorado Springs arts scene, the arts and culture scene, and how it continues to grow and thrive. Doug Price, President and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs. I mean, you've seen the evolution.
I have seen the evolution, and it's pretty remarkable. I mentioned in the first segment about COVID and the pandemic and our, I think Jonathan would probably agree that our arts and culture scene was teetering. It was on the brink and there were many people who were just not sure if they would be able to make it long term. And we have our local residents to thank for bringing these cultural venues back. Some have been around for a long, long time, like the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College and the Pikes Peak Center, the Broadmoor World Arena, and, our newest, the Ent Center for the Arts at UCCS. And it got me thinking as Jonathan was talking about peakradar.com and Shannon, you mentioned visitcos.com in terms of, activities. One of the things I want people to know if they're interested in learning more about the cultural office, as well as things that you can that you can be doing here. I did a podcast back in November with Andy Vick, who at the time was the head of the cultural office, and the date is November 4th, and it's called Curating a Life in Arts and Culture. And that podcast is Peek into COS. It's on our website, and it just gives some really good insights, I think, if you're interested. And I think one of the projects that listeners may not be completely aware of is what's going on at City Auditorium. And that project is being led by Linda Weiss and the Colorado Springs Community Cultural Collective. And the goal of that project is to create a true culturally focused city center for artists of all different ages and experience levels. And while construction has a way to go, City Aud is really hosting already a wide variety of events for the public, like improv comedy classes, children's playgroups, author showcases, concert series, music festivals, and more. So, and recently, over at The Well, City Odd launched a culinary apprentice program called Shovel Ready. And that program connects aspiring young chefs and entrepreneurs with restaurant industry professionals who mentor and help them learn business skills and creative expression in the kitchen. And so I would encourage your listeners to make it a point to stop by The Well and go into the first slot, if you will, vendor slot on the right inside the front doors is called Shovel Ready.
Oh, yeah, that's my one of my favorite kind of artistry is culinary artistry, you know, the stuff that makes your mouth and tummy feel so good. And I've been in cities before where they had a culinary, you know, program, and really sometimes dining at those places is some of the most fantastic, not only delicious treats you can get, but also really kind on the pocketbook. And Jonathan, last week, I know on our news segments, we featured something called Art Space. And why don't you give us a little bit of details on that?
Absolutely. You know, visual and culinary arts is a category on peakradar.com for a reason. We absolutely love the culinary arts, too, as part of the sector. But yeah, you mentioned Art Space, and this is a project in downtown Colorado Springs that actually the groundbreaking was last Friday morning. And what was the old Rocky Mountain PBS Tim Gill Center building in downtown? But Art Space is a living community that will be a place for artists to affordably live and work. It's set to open in 2024. Features and amenities will include a creative commercial space, art plaza for public gatherings, a rooftop deck, all sorts of public art. There'll be 51 different live-work units, including 41 bedroom and 11 two-bedroom units, 7,500 square feet of commercial space. And actually, it's Art Space is a national program, and they have living spaces across the country. But Colorado Springs is the first large Colorado city to have Art Space. It wasn't Denver. It was Colorado Springs, which is a nice little feather in our cap here locally. The initiative is a great way to bring local artists to town, but also to support, you know, the artists that are here living locally and have to deal just like everyone with the cost of housing and those sorts of challenges that come with that. So, yeah, it's an exciting project for downtown Colorado Springs. And if you go to artspace.org/Colorado-Springs, you can find out more about it. And also the downtown partnership really has been instrumental in that over the last couple years.
Yeah. Got to give big props to the people behind it. Susan Edmondson, we've had her here on The Extra, as well as Linda Weiss in the past. And I know she's with the City Odd. So some real movers and shakers helping with building collaborations and partnerships that are really enriching the downtown core. Jonathan and Doug, we need to take another break for commercials, but as they've mentioned, there's places where you can find out information about all the things we've been mentioning, for instance, artspace.org/Colorado Springs, as well as peakradar.com and visitcos.com. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Jonathan and Doug Price about some of the experiences that maybe are a little under the radar. That's why we shine a spotlight on them, so you can put them on your calendar, make a date with an arts destiny. That and more coming your way as The Extra continues after these messages. We're back talking with Jonathan Toman of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region and Doug Price of Visit Colorado Springs. And today we're focusing on how, especially as spring and summer start to heat up and our outdoor opportunities really blossom, how the arts and cultural opportunities that we have here in the Pikes Peak Region really become a boon for visitors and a mainstay of a lot of locals' experiences, because sometimes you do like to stay local and have a staycation instead of traveling. And Jonathan, there are so many experiences, but there are some that are a little bit more under the radar, and you're going to introduce us to some, huh?
Hear, hear, Shannon. What a great introduction for this segment. one of the most visible connections to the cultural sector here and to local creativity really is public art, right? As you're driving down the street, you see something and you wonder, I wonder what that's about. And you know, one of the biggest upcoming public art moments, if you will, for the region is Downtown Colorado Springs Art on the Streets 2023 exhibition. This year will be the 25th anniversary of For Art on the Streets, so it's a big year. I don't want to give too much away because it's still upcoming, but last year there were proposals from nearly 100 artists worldwide. They selected 6 murals and 6 sculptures to be chosen to be on display. In 2023, there will be 8 sculptures or 3D pieces and 4 murals. Many Colorado artists will be part of it, and 2 international artists, including someone from New Zealand, who Doug will be excited to know, was just delighted to visit Colorado Springs and have the experience here to have their art pieces as part of Art on the Streets here for 2023. It's a great way to explore downtown Colorado Springs and get to know the area better because there are guided walking tours that the Downtown Partnership will run, and there are also self-guided tours where you just download the AutoCast mobile app and you can hear commentary from the artists themselves while you're out and about exploring the different public art opportunities. The 2022 exhibition will uninstall in early May, so there are still a few weeks to check out those pieces. And then 2023 exhibition will be installed in late May. There'll be a kickoff around that time and a scavenger hunt on the June 1st Friday, which is June 2nd. I also wanted to mention real quick that, you know, Downtown Colorado Springs has this, you know, really solid public art program, but there's also public art throughout the region, as you both know, in the Tri-Lakes area, Manitou Springs, all over. And peakradar.com under the resources tab has a whole public art directory for all of those, including an interactive map. So downtowncs.com and peakradar.com are great places to find that public art that you may not have known about, or you may have seen and wondered what you wanted to learn about it. So.
Right. You know, I was thinking, I was driving last week around town, and I can't remember where it was, may have been the Creek Walk development, but all of a sudden I came upon this just beautiful sculpture, and it just brought to mind how many amazing works of art that we have just in plain view for the public here. And when I think about it, because I've lived in a couple of larger cities, you know, the Seattle, San Francisco area. And I think when it comes to, if you took the per capita away, I mean, I think we really have as many public works of art to really compete with those cities, even though they're, you know, 10 times as big as we are.
It's a great part of our arts ecosystem here locally, Shannon, and, you know, also in unexpected places or in places where you wouldn't think public art would be a mainstay. I think of the Switchback Stadium in downtown Colorado Springs that has that massive sculpture right as you walk in, and interweaving art with, you know, other sectors is part of the value of the work and really adds to the quality of life here in the region.
And Doug, I know you've been always a promoter of the art scene here in Colorado Springs. And we have something that's very unique, I think, in a lot of communities called an Arts Month. Why don't you explain about that? Doug, are you maybe on mute, or am I just, do I have wax in my ear? Because I know he's on the line.
You're absolutely right. I'm muted. Sorry. This is my first time on with you, Jen.
We do. Yeah, it happens all the time around here, so don't worry about it.
Thank you. No, we, you know, Arts Month is October, and we traditionally come on the air with you and social media. We will absolutely encourage everybody in the month of October to go out and you know, take this mindset to do one new arts and culture experience a month. And support our local artists and performers. And when Jonathan and I were talking about this coming on with you today, one of the things we thought about was, you know, trying to take that mindset every month, like have at least one new arts and culture experience. And that includes going to our, you know, to our high schools and going to plays and productions that are put on at the student level as well as at the, you know, professional equity arts level, but really to go out and support. And as Jonathan said, it's not just Colorado Springs where we have great local artists and performers. It really is throughout the region. And he mentioned Tri-Lakes, but we also know that Manitou Springs and Old Colorado City They happen to be part of the Avenue Creative Circuit with many museums and galleries and boutiques, and there's artisan shops and restaurants and venues over there. You can, you know, not only watch performers, but public art to explore. So I really hope that, yes, you really will commit once a month to get out and support the arts. And I think when you talked about something off the radar, I believe that Sky Space, which is up in Green Mountain Falls, is probably one of the, you know, least recognized attractions that we have, and really one of the most unique. And if you need a place to chill, I just cannot recommend it highly enough. It's, you know, they describe it as kinetic light and color, and it's a sensory experience unlike any place else in the world. And, I mean, you just talk about a way to kind of draw inside yourself and just appreciate our skies here that we have in the Pikes Peak region. It's a very, very special place. So, again, it's called Sky Space. It's an art installation up in Green Mountain Falls, and it's just an example of something that really makes it unique.
I'm definitely going to put that on my calendar. And then talk about missing a great arts experience over the weekend. Toto was playing here in Colorado Springs. You know, that's, I mean, that's like the soundtrack of my childhood. I really should have
gotten
Africa,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And Rosanna. And now the song will be playing in your head like it has been in mine when I discovered that I didn't even realize they were playing. So definitely do check out peakradar.com for all those arts offerings, because they have a wealth of information there. Also visit Colorado Springs. Visit COS.com is a great source of information. Gentlemen, we need to take a short break. We'll be back with more from Doug and Jonathan after the break. We're back with The Extra, and we've got Jonathan Toman and Doug Price on the line, and we're talking about the arts community. And Doug and Jonathan, you'll be glad to know that our producer, TJ, you know, he says that the group Toto, I think they played to their fans, and they certainly brought back a lot of memories, but apparently not on the cutting edge, I'm told. Farts performers. I hope they're not listening. I hope they're well on their way to wherever they're playing next, Wyoming or wherever. All right. Let's talk about how the community and visitors can get involved and what is ahead for this summer, Doug.
Well, you know, Shannon, we like to use this format of The Extra to let your listeners know something that is inside information that really hasn't been publicized yet. And so I want folks to know that on May the 30th, there's going to be a new sculpture unveiled up at UCCS, and it's on the plaza right next to the Student Center there. And the sculpture is titled Olympians and Paralympians Among Us. And the sculpture is almost 30 feet tall. It is going to be a landmark on campus. And it honors the Olympians and Paralympians who have attended UCCS and also competed in an Olympic Games. And at the bottom, there will be plaques that will honor those student athletes. And there'll be names on there like Amber English and Apollo Ono, who were students at UCCS when they were competing. And so we hope that people will not only come out to the sculpture unveiling on May 30th, but we also visit COS.com/events. We've got plenty of events for people to look over, and those have been pulled in really from peakradar.com, which is the place. And Jonathan, I'll let you take it away from there.
Thanks, Doug. I think, you know, one of the Olympic values is excellence, and I look forward to seeing that excellent sculpture on the UCCS campus as part of that program. It's very exciting to showcase really the dozens of athletes that have been students at UCCS. But you're right, I'll put on my peakradar.com hat now as we transition into late spring and summer. April is National Poetry Month, so I wanted to mention two kind of big events around that part of our world first. The Pikes Peak Poetry Summit will be on April 22nd. This will be at the Hall at Pikes Peak Library District, formerly Knights of Columbus Hall in downtown Colorado Springs. 8:30 to 4:30, workshops, open mic, music performances, and an art market, all part of that event. And then a little bit later, Pikes Peak Library District, this is at 21C, is hosting their Mountain of Authors event. That's May 6th from noon to 4:30. There'll be a author panel, local author showcase, and a keynote. So again, another sector to remember as part of the arts and culture scene, poetry, prose, and comedy here in the coming month. And then there's also 12 of our annual events on the annual events guide take place between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So sort of those bigger must-have or I missed it last year and I want to go again type events. Under the creative features tab on peakradar.com, you'll find that annual events guide. And as we know, it's a high point during the summer when we have a lot of events happening all at once. So I wanted to mention that. And then finally, I wanted to tease something. Again, Doug mentioned insider information. We'll have our outdoor summer concert guide coming up here in the next couple weeks, as there are, again, dozens of different outdoor summer concert series to take place throughout the region. And that's a great, easy, fun, family-friendly way to experience arts and culture during your summer and get outside at the same time and enjoy a cool evening with some jazz or whatever kind of music that might be a part of that that particular series. So peakradar.com is a great place to find upcoming events like Toto, Shannon. And you can also filter by those categories if you have specific interests. You can filter by date range if you know family and friends are coming into town at a certain time. And it's just, I mean, I'm biased, but I think it's a great resource to explore what's happening in the sector and throughout the region.
Right, right. I am a huge fan of live music. I just love it. I don't know, you know, it just, every time I go to a concert, I sit there and I think, especially outdoor concerts, you know, because you're pairing both, you know, God's amazing creation, nature, and these wonderful sounds coming out of musicians far more talented than myself. And I just think that life can't get any better, especially when you have.
Think about this. Think about the Sunset Amphitheater. I mean, we haven't talked about that yet today because they've just broken ground. But summer of 24, you will have a chance. See, the problem for you is you have to get up and be at work at, you know, at like 4 a.m. But that Sunset Amphitheater, they're going to be planning, you know, somewhere between 50 to 60 live events, you know, right up north. And you don't have to go all the way to Denver to enjoy the live performances that we'll be able to benefit from at the Sunset Amphitheater. So just one more part of quality of life here that arts and culture just make it such a special place to live and to invite people to come.
And Doug, I know we have a lot of concert venues already, but the addition of this one to what we have, and some bands also may choose the Switchbacks FC Stadium too. But with these new venues that are kind of coming online, do you think that will you know, attract even more bands and performers to come through here on tour, like Toto, like we were talking about? Because I know myself, having a daughter who is into the boy bands, I've done road trips with that said daughter to various places around the West trying to, you know, hit one of those tour dates because they weren't playing in Colorado. And I think when you get maybe the bands that they're not going to play Pepsi Center, but they're maybe too big for, you know, the Ent Center or something like that, they may choose one of these venues.
That is the plan. That is the Live Notes folks. Absolutely have ideas around how those tour schedules will be able to not only come now, they can offer two places in Colorado, you know, both a Denver location and a Colorado Springs location. So yes, we're gonna see the entertainment, live entertainment level really raised a few notches.
All right. Well, all very exciting. To my guest today, Jonathan Toman, final thoughts. We have about 30 seconds left here.
Doug is absolutely right. Having multiple venues in the area of multiple sizes and multiple styles is so important to the development of the live performance scene, so that you can have, you know, the local up-and-coming bands in those spaces, and you can have large touring bands. And that's having those venues is a big part of making sure that those acts are able to come here. And it's so exciting to see the progress and the excitement that has happened in the last couple years in the arts and culture sector. It's too much to keep track of almost at times, Shannon and Doug, which is a great problem to have.
Jonathan Toman, Program Manager for the Cultural Promotion and Tourism at the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, a great ambassador for our arts scene here in the Pikes Peak Region. And Doug Price, President and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, thanks to you too for appearing here on The Extra.
Thanks for having us, Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon. Appreciate it.
We are out of time. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Again, we want to guide you to peakradar.com, where you can find out about all the arts offerings, as well as visit cos.com/events. Those are great ways to stay up to date on what's on tap for your entertainment and arts offerings. Thanks to our guests today, and you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Tom Martino is up ahead.